make sure that I'm here to give you information. And I want to be held to account. If my information is wrong, I will correct it. And I'm asking you to do the research and find out for yourselves. So I want to tell you very briefly three things. Who I am, and that there is really good news about COVID-19. Number two, if this good news is true, what changes should we be making in Ireland and in the whole world? And number three, that Ireland is actually leading a movement in the whole world to set these changes on fire. To acknowledge, first of all of you for coming, all of our good friends in the police for keeping us safe today, all of you for ensuring this is a peaceful protest with lots of hope and lots of love. The opposite of fear is love. They want you to be afraid. You have to love yourselves, love each other, and love Ireland. We are the change. Truth and freedom. Truth and freedom. I'd like to pay tribute as well to a few people who have came from straight away to help me. And they include Eamon. They include Tracy O'Mahony, and most of all, Dr. De Bruyn, who's here today. And Una McGurk, and all of the other people, some of them might want to remain anonymous, but there has been lots of barristers, lots of solicitors, and scientists and doctors. So fair play to them. So just briefly on me, my name is Dolores Cahill, molecular biologist and immunologist. I set up a company from 1997 to 2019. And for all of my research career has been about early diagnosis of disease to reduce symptoms and keep people healthy. Not to sell drugs, not to make money. About research integrity, and for 15 years I've been a professor, for 10 years I was on the Government Advisory Science Council, and for 15 years I've been advising the EU as an expert. I'm only telling you that because my expertise is not just in science, but actually looking at the impacts of government policy in science, innovation, and education on all of society. And as doctors, scientists, and in public health, we all, and the government and politicians, have a duty to look at the harm as well as the benefits of everything that they implement. And what they're doing is not considering the harm from the lockdown versus the deaths associated with COVID-19, and this is wrong. So we need to choose truth, choose freedom, and tell them, no, this is wrong. So, the good news about COVID-19 is that it is a coronavirus, but the death rate, when it was announced, is 4,200 out of 7 billion in the whole wide world. So that means from December 2019 to the 11th of March 2020, 4,200 people died. So every death, of course, is a tragedy. And every unnecessary death is not just a tragedy, but it's almost a crime. And why we're here today is to say there has been unnecessary deaths. And we want to make sure that in this flu season, in the winter of 2020 and 2021, there will be no more unnecessary deaths. And this information has to get out. So truth and freedom. So the real figures of death in Ireland is there is one death under 25. So, and that looks to be someone of the age of 17. So there is therefore no justification for the schools to be closed. Michael Levitt, Nobel Prize winner, said that all of the deaths are people with either one, two, or three underlying conditions, and they would have died in a month anyway. So therefore, people who have died, there are less than 20 people in Ireland who died in the whole 6 months under 55. Less than 110 under 65, and 1,100 out of the whole country. But it will be 10 to 20 times more people that will die because of the lockdown, not because of COVID-19. So we have to end the lockdown. But the really good news is that there are treatments available, so that there will be less deaths for other flu seasons in all the years to come. This is good news. This is good news. The treatments are inhaled steroids, ivermectin, and of course, as highlighted by the American frontline doctors, hydroxychloroquine. So hydroxychloroquine is used as a prevention and an early treatment. It costs 10 cents to make, and you can get it for 40 cents. It has a half-life of 3 weeks. So if you want to prevent yourself from having even symptoms of flu in the future, you just need one tablet of hydroxychloroquine every month. Cool. So the thing is, if there is a bond between scientists, doctors, public health officials, civil servants, the politicians, and you who pay our salaries, and if there is a treatment for a disease that is one of the essential medicines of the world, Dr. Simon Gold of American Frontline Doctors and all those doctors have said it is a magic bullet. In 50 years of adverse event reporting of the FDA in America, it's one of the safest drugs. It can and always has been given to pregnant women, breastfeeding women, children, and the elderly, and the adverse events were overinflated. So we have a treatment. We don't need the lockdown. I've spent 2 months on this report, which will be announced next week. But there is a graph there from World Data that the countries who gave hydroxychloroquine have much less deaths. The countries, including Ireland, that did not make hydroxychloroquine available are among the highest numbers of deaths. We need hydroxychloroquine. So truth and freedom, we need this health information. So this is the basis of what the changes should be to policy in Ireland and in the world. Because it would be like if someone had discovered an antibiotic and people were dying of pneumonia in Ireland back in the 20s and 30s. There was huge information that this antibiotic was safe and effective, but people were still dying of pneumonia. And people were well aware that this was happening, that are preventable deaths, and the people who are not allowing health information to be available should be held to account. The media, RTE, the journalists, and the politicians. So I am asking you to do something today, because everyone says, you know, what can you do? What you have to do today is to go home and talk to your families, but write a letter to your doctor, your GP, and say, in September, October, Are you going to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to the elderly in the care homes and the people at risk? And you know, someone of you would be interesting that we should have a register, not only of the doctors that are prescribing, but write to the Irish Medicines Organization, the Minister for Health, every one of your TDs, and the Taoiseach to say, are you going to make an essential medicine, one of the safest medicines in the world, approved by the FDA over 50 years ago, available to the elderly and the sick? And if you're not, why not? If you're not, why not? Hydroxychloroquine should be made available. This is freedom and truth. So COVID-19 has the same death rate as a normal influenza. Even with all the overinflation of testing, still the death rate up to about June 2020, because people don't die of flu in the summer, is the exact same as an ordinary influenza virus. Coronaviruses only circulate between December and March. They are not March and April, they are not causing death now. And why this is important is, if coronavirus is not circulating, if no one is dying, if cases are just people who had any coronavirus or the common cold, the government should stop testing, the media need to stop reporting on cases, and every aspect of the lockdown has to be stopped. So no lockdown, no masks, no social distancing, no infringements of our rights, no forced vaccinations, and most of all, children should not be interfered with in the schools. It is psychologically damaging for children to be made afraid of viruses and invisible bacteria. It is psychologically damaging. The doctors know it, the teachers know it, the civil servants know it, and it is actually going to cause depression and anxiety to a generation. So what they're doing is making the elderly have more illness and symptoms and more death and more fear. It's entirely preventable. To the children, they are instilling fear, forcing social distancing. Masks are entirely unnecessary. They are going to undermine their mental health for a generation, cause them unnecessary anxiety. It is totally a crime against the children and a crime against humanity, a crime against the elderly. No. Truth and freedom. No, we are not having it. No, 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 no. Okay, so the next thing is that there is then a lot of hope, because we need to, of course, challenge it. And just to give you examples of other countries where people are challenging it. So in Canada, one of the most excellent lawyers in Canada, Rico Gagliate, on the 6th of July, has filed a lawsuit to the Ontario Supreme Court. And he is going to hold for the Canada's pandemic response measures, including compulsory masks, the closures of business, and the enforcement of physical distance. He's suing the governments of Canada and Ontario, the City of Toronto, senior politicians, the local individuals in the health authorities. So HSC, the local individuals, the heads of departments of the civil servants, and the medical authorities and doctors. And he's saying that the closures and all these measures were extreme, unwarranted, and unjustified. Self-isolation imposed on individuals just like Ireland was not scientific, not medically based, and not proven. The mandatory wearing of face coverings imposes physical and psychological harm, and this lawsuit alleges the measures violate the right of association, the right of freedom, the right of security of the person, unlawful search and seizure, arbitrary detention, and intrusion into the family home. So we need to do the exact same in Ireland. And one bright bit of good news that I just heard in the last few days is that in Poland, the Minister for Health, Lukasz Szabowski, has resigned for the way Poland has handled the lockdown. So what I would be asking for you is that I think we should not allow schools to impose social distancing or masks or any testing or treatment without family and parental and guardian consent. So all of you are going to have to write letters. So, and also all of you on social media. And I fully support Tracy O'Mahony in her initiative against mandatory vaccinations. You need to actually write what's called a notice of liability, and you have to say, dear chairman of your school board, dear principal with their name, dear teacher, I will bring, if they start to write you out a letter to say social distancing and masks, and you say, I will comply with your policies and measures on one condition, that you personally sign this notice of liability to say that this is scientifically proven and justified, will not cause any unnecessary mental health, and that if this is not the case, that they can be held personally, the teacher, the principal, the chairman, and every single parent on the governing board. And if I was a parent on those governing boards, I would resign. Because I will be happy to go to any and every school in Ireland for free. For free. And I will say, what you are doing, Miss Teacher, Miss Principal, Miss Chairman of the Board, personally, you are going to infringe mental anguish on those children, and they will have psychological and mental health and anxiety issues their whole lives, and we will not stand by and watch you ruin a generation of Irish children. Truth and freedom. So just as well, if you want to know a little bit of law in Ireland, I thought I would throw it out. And of course, if I'm wrong, I'm happy to be held accountable. But that in Irish law, whether you're a scientist or a GP or a minister for health or a civil servant or an administrator in your local hospital or someone who owns or manages a care home or the care home workers or the nurses or the bus drivers or the police or anyone, where they all do great work, they have no legal right to infringe our human rights, our rights under the Constitution, and enforce masks or vaccinations. So anyone who asks you to do this or who gives incorrect information, such as on RTE, the Medicines Associations, their doctor advisors, the scientists that are on RTE and advising the government, that if you give misinformation, it's called misprision. And under, you can be held personally liable, including under sections 18 and sections 19 of the Criminal Justice Act 2011. And under Section 7 of the Criminal Liability Act 1997, that places culpability on the individuals and also on the state for making policies based on misinformation and for people asking you to do something that's against your fundamental constitutional rights of freedoms and bodily integrity. We are not having it. Truth and freedom, say no! 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 On the 3rd of July 2020, HICWA came out with a report, and while all of the deaths in the care homes were a tragedy, and Dr. De Bruin, who I admire and respect and totally support, is speaking after me, that in the HICWA report they said that up to 800 of those deaths were probably not accountable to COVID-19, but in other countries like America, they said more than half of those deaths were preventable, including in the care homes, and we are not going to have the same type of deaths this winter. So say no, 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 no. But what? No, 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 no. But why I'm mentioning that is, and of course we know there are excellent teachers in Ireland, we know there are excellent guards, there are excellent care home workers, there are excellent scientists, they are us, they are our brothers and sisters, and we love them and we thank them for the work that they do. But if you feel that your care home or your elderly relative should have been given prevention like hydroxychloroquine, you can actually write to the coroner and ask for the reporting of those deaths, and then you can write to your doctor and send him and ask him or her, why did you not give my elderly relative hydroxychloroquine, you specifically? And while it won't bring your loved one back, it means their deaths, that they did not die in vain. And if we stand up and hold the doctor, even one doctor, one care home worker, one politician, one minister for account, when it comes to October 2020, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, C, zinc, and good nutrition will be made available to the elderly in our care homes, and that's what we want. So because I'm invited here and I'm very proud and I am associated with Health Freedom Ireland, I just wanted to mention a little bit, and first I should say that I am pro-safe vaccines, but I wanted to talk a little bit about vaccines, and I'm happy to be held to account, debated and challenged for what I'm going to say. So, and this is just to pass the information, because if coronavirus and COVID-19 is the same death rate as an annual flu, and if there's a safe and effective prevention and treatment, which is a World Health Organization essential medicines of the world because it's so effective, hydroxychloroquine, then we do not need to lock down the country, but we do also not need compulsory or mandatory vaccinations. So say no, no to mandatory vaccinations. No, 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 no. So just to remember as well, there was one death under 25 in Ireland in total. In all of this year, there are 6 deaths under 45. They are all tragic. There are less than 20. But what the under 55. But what the government is proposing is to mandatorily vaccinate it. And I have got information that in a reply to a Dáil question, they government said that they are going to buy 600,000 nasal vaccinations for children between. So there is no death in Ireland under 16, only one death under 25. So they are saying they are going to buy 600,000 flu vaccinations for children between 4 and 12 years old in Ireland in September. There is no need to vaccinate children against the flu, against all flu. So this is one of the reasons why we're here. And I would ask you to support as membership Health Freedom Ireland and Tracy O'Mahony. And you as parents, you have to stand up now. Parents in Ireland, talk to all of parents in your class. Parents, you have the responsibility to look after the welfare and well-being of your children. Do not rely on the state. Do not rely on what you're being told by RTE. I would totally say you take back your parental and guardian responsibility, and this vaccine is not necessary. Say no. 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 Truth and freedom. So we don't need a vaccine for COVID-19, but just I wanted to read out some of the results from a candidate vaccine. And of course, I was censored, as you know, on YouTube for talking about nutrition, vitamins, zinc and hydroxychloroquine. And you have to ask yourselves, who has the right to censor health information for an essential medicine of the world, a magic bullet, one of the most essential and safe ingredients? No one has. Say no. No censorship. No. So this is Modena, okay? The vaccine candidate, the results from a phase one. So it caused 80% of phase one participants had side effects ranging from fatigue, 80%, 80%, 80, chills, 80%, headache, 80%, muscle pain, 53%. And after the second dose, 100% of all participants experienced side effects. Do you want that? Do you want that vaccine? No. Say no. And of all of the groups in the second dose, they had either one or more significant side effect. So I would say there is no problem. We don't need a vaccine for a solution, but it could come up very quickly in emergency legislation. So each of you have to write a letter again, a notice of liability to the school, to your teachers, to your principals, to the governing board, and say, I am not giving permission for my 4-year-old to 12-year-old to get this vaccine. We don't want it. Say no. Truth and freedom. So I'm almost done. I just wanted to give you more good news. So I will be writing, I have written a report. It will be published next week. We'll want you to read it and challenge me and debate Dolores. If something is wrong, I will admit it. But about 6 weeks ago, I was talking to a lot of the scientists around the world. And actually, for the last 3 months, we have been networking on all continents of the globe, and we hold Zoom meetings. And because we know we're up against, like a spider, where these health organizations that are often unelected, that they have the power, and we've been actually with pharmacists and doctors and whistleblowers around the world, we can see a pattern that hydroxychloroquine was withdrawn or destroyed at a certain time all around the world, that the media started to amplify non-existent adverse events, that people who had COVID-19 were transferred when it was known in January the elderly were a high-risk group. The people who had COVID-19 were transferred from hospitals to the elderly. Shame on them. And killing the elderly. Shame on them. Shame on them. Shame on them. And those very same elderly are now still locked up in care homes and they can't hug their families. It's wrong. There is no need for it. Shame on them. 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 And then they didn't provide the proper medical treatment, and a lot of the elderly died breathless and in pain and not in hospital. And as we saw, Dr. Vernon Coleman in the UK said that they've brought in rules about non-resuscitation that doctors can make without consultation with the family. And this is for people who may actually be, if they were given hydroxychloroquine, be alive today. So shame on them. That has to be shame. Shame on them. Shame on them. Shame on them. Shame on them.
Shame on them.
Shame. So we have now a network of 12 countries in the world where all of the lawyers are calling and doing public inquiries. But we have already distributed the information in case one or two of us might have disadvantages with our internet connections or our jobs, which some of them has. So we have a spider web network. We're going to liaise with all of the inquiries, but the medical doctors around the world are also liaising, and we are holding, I'm one of the main organizers, a rally in London on the 29th of August to end the lockdown. And we will have speakers like Senator Scott Jensen, a senator and medical doctor. And he was fired because he spoke about the changes to the cause of death certs. He was fired. He was a Minnesota Doctor of the Year, and he was an acting and elected senator. He was fired. Another doctor who I'm very proud to work with is Dr. Muhammad Adil. And he gave out a video in April 2020 for four papers about hydroxychloroquine, a surgeon with an unblemished record for 20 years. And he was asked to leave the hospital and fired because of that video. And he is one of the organizers, and the nurse, Kate Shamari. So at this video or rally, we will have 15 doctors and nurses from around the world, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. But also, the rally, the 500 doctors have actually organized together to generate an extra parliamentary inquiry in Germany. And they have asked if they can link up with us in London. So we are streaming of our speeches will be filmed in London. And you may not have heard this because social or the RTE may have kept it from you. But on the 1st of August, when they held a rally in Berlin, 1.3 million people turned up to that rally. 1.3 million. So over 1% of the German population. And on the rally in Berlin, the 29th of August, they expect to have 2 million people at that rally. We are also, because of our networking countries, we are simultaneously, I'm organizing rallies in Uruguay, Peru, Argentina, Mexico, and Brazil. And I just want to give a shout out to our German colleagues in Leipzig to have a close relationship with us. They have had a rally at the same time as us. So if you just say hello to Leipzig today. Very good. Thank you. So I'm just going to finish up just to say you have to leave here today and take responsibility if you are a parent or a grandparent. You can write to your local school and your local GP to say, we do not want you to destroy the next generation of children. No masks, no social distancing. And you can write to your TDs and to your GPs and say, are you going to prescribe hydroxychloroquine? Or to the politicians and the medical organizations, are you going to allow hydroxychloroquine for the elderly and the people that need it for influenza and COVID-19 infections? So truth and freedom. Thank you very much. Truth and freedom. Thank you very much. Truth and freedom. Thank you very much. We are the change. You are the change. We are the change. You are the change. We are the change. You are the change. Thank you. Today.